Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call of the first 9 month results of 2019 of NFON AG. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, Sabina Prüser.
Thank you, Mr. Becker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to our call regarding the financial results for the first 9 months, 2019, also from our side. I am Sabina Prüser, NFON's Head of Investor Relations. Joining me today are Hans Szymanski, CEO and CFO, and Cesar Flores, CSO of NFON. Our format today will include the presentation of the results by Hans during at least 20 minutes, following by a Q&A session. With that, let me turn over the floor to Hans. Hans, please.
Thank you very much, Sabine. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to present to you the financial results for the first 9 months, 2019, for the NFON Group. The NFON Group results for the first 9 months, 2019, are as follows. The recurring revenue growth of 39% year-on-year. The recurring revenue is the high-value revenue. And we have the non-recurring revenue growth of plus 8% year-on-year. The non-recurring revenue is the low-value revenue. As a consequence, the total revenue growth is of 33% year-on-year. We have 85% of the recurring revenues at the top of the adjusted guided range, and we have an increase of seats by 41% year on year. Let me now please draw your attention to the revenue development. The total revenues has been influenced by the low level of non-recurring revenues. Total revenues grow by 33% to 41.5 million in comparison to 31.3 million in the first 9 months of the previous year. If you look at the Q3, we have total revenues in Q3 19 on a growth rate of 42%. Q3 2019, we achieved 15.1 million versus Q3 2018 with 10.6 million. So it was a very good Q3 2019 for the NFON Group. Non-recurring revenues for the first 9 months 2019 show only a slight increase of 8% compared with the first 9 months of the year 2018. Just to remember, the non-recurring revenues consist of the hardware sales, activation fees, and professional services. We have a significant increase of the recurring revenues, as commented, by 39% compared with the first 9 months of the year 2018. And two more aspects are to consider here. First of all, we have a cumulative effect quarter by quarter due to the steadily growing total number of seats. And secondly, we have a high share of recurring revenue of 85% due to a strong and sustainable growing customer base with a very low gross churn rate, lower than 0.5% per month. Let us now analyze the main driver of our business, and these are the seats. We see an ongoing growth of our seat base with a continuing low gross churn rate. The strong increase of the total number of seats by 41%, however, is below our original expectations. The main reasons for that are, on the one side, the delay in the product roadmap. I will give more explanations to that on the next page. And at the same time, we have seen a weak economic environment in Germany, also in Europe. So customers are here slowing down their own growth activities or even reducing business activities. We have a stable development of the ARPU since the acquisition of DTS, Deutsche Telefon Standard. If we compare the ARPU in the first quarter 2018 with 9.74 euros, with the ARPU for the first 9 months 2019 with 9.71 euros, we see here a quite stable ARPU development. The influencing factors for the ARPU development year on year are, on the one side, a very successful development of business with wholesale partners selling their own airtime, for instance, Telefonica, and the lower license fees for DTS AG seats. Here we are offering in the mid-price segment, but these include a higher proportion of the total airtime. So those two factors are in principle declining factors if we look at the average ARPU. On the other side, we have seen an increase of premium solutions, and this is an increasing factor for the average ARPU. So in total, as I commented, we are seeing a quite stable ARPU development. Additionally, we have a very low gross churn rate of less than 0.5% per month, and this underlines the quality of our solutions, products and services, and this is at the same time the guarantee for the continuing recurring revenues. As I commented, the roadmap has been delayed. And now, last month, the roadmap components are now partly compensated. So the R&D roadmap for Enfone shows a rapid development of apps, CTI, and UC functionalities based on a defined number of employees. Qualified employees in the field of software development are only available to a limited extent on the job market. I think we all know that. That's not only a challenge for Enfone, this is a challenge for the whole industry. So accordingly, Enfone has a gap in personnel, mainly back-end, front-end developers. In the R&D area, we are still looking for additionally up to 18 new software engineers. So as we have had less R&D personnel, and we wanted at the same time to guarantee Enfone AG's high quality standards, the market launch of some additional functionalities has been delayed by ourselves. As I commented, the delayed roadmap components are now partly compensated with the very successful launch last month of the NCTI Pro and Envoys for MS Teams. Looking at the gross margin, we see a consistent development of the gross margin, which emphasizes the scalability of our business model. The cost of materials rose underproportionately low in relationship to the revenue by 24% in the first 9 months 2019 compared with the first 9 months 2018. The gross margin continues to show a positive development and increases now to more than 76%. Enfone is securing tomorrow's growth by investing in today's workforce. The average number of employees rose by 42% from 252 employees to 358 as of September 13th, 2019, compared with the same period in the last year. Of course, the acquisition of Deutsche Telefon Standard is reflected here with additional employees. And if we look at the increase, we see mainly an increase in R&D from 50 employees September 2018 to now 76 employees September 2019 in R&D and technical consulting. Although we have still open positions, we see here one of the biggest increases in the workforce, up to 76 people now in R&D and technical consulting. Of course, we have increased also the sales and marketing workforce from 95 to now 146 employees. This is mainly, not only, but mainly due to the opening of the new subsidiaries in Italy and France. As a consequence, we see an increase of personal expenses as expected. Personal expenses, as reported, amount to 18.3 million. In the same period last year, 17.4 million. Personal expenses in the first 9 months 2019 include 0.8 million for stock option plans and retention bonus. The total amount of the adjusted personal expenses is now at 17.5 million in comparison with 12.5 million in the first 9 months of the year 2018. The personal costs relieved for the first time by the capitalization of the development costs in the amount of 1.2 million. And if we look at the increase, we see an increase of the adjusted personal expenses by 40% compared with the first 9 months of the year 2018. The higher marketing expenses allow us to increase our partner network and to introduce new products. We have marketing expenses which increases as planned by 70%, building a strong brand that drives sales and growth of our partner network. We have now more than 2,500 partners across Europe. We have one partners in all countries, especially we have one new partners also in UK, Italy, Spain, amongst others. We have had a very successful German partner day a few weeks ago, and as I commented before, we have introduced Envoice for Microsoft Teams and the NCTI Pro solutions for our customer base. And at the same time, we are accelerating marketing activities in Italy and France. We have had an increase of other operating expenses due to the ongoing European expansion. The other operating expenses, as reported, amount to 19.3 million in total. In the same period of the last year, we have seen 13.5 million. So it increases by 43%. Enfone adjusts the other operating expenses by one-off expenses, such as coming from the acquisition of DDS, as well as marketing costs and sale commissions. The increase of adjusted other operating expenses from 4.3 million in the first 9 months 2018 to now 7.8 million in the first 9 months of 2019 means an increase of 79% due to various reasons, mainly the start of Italy and France, but also the consolidation of our acquisition Deutsche Telefon Standard. And we have to consider here also that IFRS 16 leads to lower OPEX of 1.1 million. You may be aware that IFRS 16 stipulates that leases must recognize the right of use assets for building vehicles, etc. And these are recognized then in, for instance, property, plant and equipment, and lowers here the OPEX by 1.1 million. The development of the earnings mirrors the successful implementation of our strategy. The EBITDA as reported amounts to approximately minus 5.6 million. In accordance with Enfon's five-pillar strategy, personal costs, marketing and sales commissions continue to increase, as I have shown before. One-off effects in connection with the consistent implementation of the M&A strategy are in the amount of 0.6 million and burden the EBITDA in this amount. The adjusted EBITDA is as planned at minus 4.2 million euros. We confirm hereby the adjusted outlook for 2019. We expect to increase our customer base between 39% and 41%. After 9 months, we have seen 41% increase in the customer base. We expect the recurring revenue to grow between 38 and 40%, and after 9 months, as commented, we have seen plus 39%, and we expect a revenue growth rate in the range between 30 and 33%, and as commented, for the first 9 months, we have seen a plus of 33%. We expect also the resulting recurring revenues in 2019 to be in the range between 80 and 85% of total revenues, and we have seen for the first 9 months a ratio of 85%. Let me please summarize the third quarter. Although we have adjusted our guidance, we have seen a very good third quarter with a growth rate of plus 42%. I would now like to summarize the status quo for Enfon in the first 9 months 2019. We have seen a successful acquisition and a continuing integration of Deutsche Telefon Standard. We have also seen an increase of our European footprint with the market entry in France and Italy, and a significant increase of our partner network to now over 2,500 partners. We have successfully introduced new solutions as NCDI Pro and Envoice for Microsoft Teams, and we have strengthening our financial power for further M&A activities through an additional proceeds line of 10.6 million. We have in total a further improvement of Enfon's market position. And last not least, there is still a huge addressable business communication market being disrupted by the structural shift to cloud PBX solutions. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we are now open for your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press the keys 9 and star on your telephone keypad. If you want to cancel your question, press 9 and star once again. Please press 9 and star now to state your question. The first question comes from Stefan Biazan.
Hello, thank you. Stefan Biazan from MindFirst here. Are you able to say a little bit more on the competitive environment? what are you actually seeing in the market, you know, especially from U.S. group? I think some of them have been very focused on market consolidation in the U.S., but I was just wondering whether you see, let's say, more action from them in the European market and also from European-based companies. Anything special or that you could comment regarding, you know, where your market share is and whether, you know, how you think you perform in the overall market. And my second question is regarding the German operation. Is it possible to have an idea what is the EBITDA of the German operation, you know, taking off the new developments that you've done in other geographies? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your questions, Stefan. I will start to give you the answers, and my colleague Cesar will then take over on that. First of all, you ask for the competition situation in Europe, what we are seeing here is that the two big companies from the U.S., our peers, what we consider to be our peers, RingCentral and 8x8, we are not seeing them in Europe besides UK. So they are in UK active. They have done acquisitions and they have growing. They have been able to grow their activities there. And there we see them from time to time in UK, but not in the continental Europe territory. So this is more or less the same situation that we have seen during the last quarters.
Yeah, let me jump in here. Cesar Flores speaking. It's indeed, as Hans said, the competitive landscape has not changed. No new names have appeared. There are national players in the respective European markets being active in their respective home countries. And then there are two other, let's say, European groups around, but only covering five countries and two countries in Europe, respectively. The US competitors only being in UK, 8x8, for example, just withdrew its team from France, the local team that they had. And they are just serving France now out of UK. Overall, we always refer to our competitive landscape from a broader point of view as well. Could be the classic on-prem competitors that were there already in the past, delivering PBX solutions. We are trying to make them our friends and having cooperations with them. The same is true with the operators, being the source for them regarding the PBX cloud solution. Then there's always a software-based economy around offering solutions to the market. We are trying to integrate with them as well. And one of them is, for example, Microsoft, where we have just released a new MS Teams integration with our product, so perfectly enhancing the MS Teams product with our voice solution. All in all, I think the competitive landscape has not changed in the last couple of months.
And you ask also, Stefan, for the market share. Here, what we can comment is that we are the market leader in Germany with a market share of more than 25%, and we have also a significant market share in Austria. We have a small market share in UK, and of course in the countries where we entered, Italy and France, the market share is more or less negligible until now. Of course, we want to change that. We are investing that, as I commented, in marketing and in Salesforce, and we will of course increase our market share also in these two new countries.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
There are no other questions so far, so I repeat, if you have a question, please press the keys 9 and star on your telephone keypad. One more question from Stefan Beer-Zian.
Yes, thank you. I will follow up then. There was also one question from me regarding the earnings of the German operation. I'm just trying to understand here, how progressively you're starting to do better with the scale in Germany when we strip out of the accounts the new geographies that you're opening one after the other. And if I can add one more question, we've seen a little bit of consolidation in the U.S. You know, just generally speaking, how do you see consolidation in Europe? I mean, do you think there is room for consolidation to be happening? Do you believe there will be consolidation in Europe in the coming years, or you don't think that is so much of a topic right now? Thank you.
Okay, so sorry, we forget to answer the last part
no
of your question, but thank you for the follow-up. We have in Germany an EBITDA situation of more or less a break-even. And this has to do with the fact that we are also heavily investing in Germany, not only investing in the product roadmap. I commented that we significantly increased the R&D people in the area of our techniques. But we are also investing, of course, in marketing and in support employees, etc. So, and as Germany is the biggest part of our business with more or less 75%, I think it's then obvious that all the investments that we are doing for a greater part of that is also increasing the investments in Germany. Second part of your question, consolidation in Europe. Yes, there is a very significant consolidation going on. We are seeing a lot of acquisitions from other players in Europe and also from private equity in Europe. So it seems to be a very attractive market, the cloud telephony market, and we can confirm that also, so that a lot of capital is now being invested in this cloud telephony market. This consolidation, in our opinion, will go on, so that we, as Enfone, want also to be an active role in this consolidation development. And as you may remember, that our fifth pillar of our five-pillar strategy is exactly M&A, so that we will, of course, continue to look for additional M&A opportunities.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
One question comes from Luis Peralta. Mr. Peralta, your line is open now.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. This is Luis Peralta from GVC Gaesco. Thanks for taking the question. I was wondering if you can give us some color. When you mentioned the outlook for 2019, you're talking about revenue, about seats. Can you give some color, if it's possible, about your expectations for margin evolution for the year, or for the coming months?
Yes, Luis, thank you very much for your question. We do not guide the margin. That was the reason why we only comment the outlook on the seats, the revenues, and the total revenues and the ratio of the recurring revenues. But if we look, without giving a guidance, if we look at the gross margin, what we have seen is during the last quarters and years, a continuing increasing in the gross margin up to 76% now, and we expect to at least maintain this gross margin at more or less the same level that we are seeing now. And this has to do with the fact that the customer base is constantly increasing, so that the ratio and the part of recurring revenues is more and more important, and the part of non-recurring revenues will have less importance. So the total effect on that is that we are expecting a gross margin of at least on the same level that we are seeing today.
Okay, thank you. If I may follow up on this, then if we turn to the cash flow from operating activities, are you expecting this cash flow to improve as we move forward?
Well, we, as you may know, we have communicated to the market that growth for us has the first priority, and profitability and cash flow is driven from profitability, of course, is actually only at the second priority. So what we expect is to further invest the proceeds from the IPO and the proceeds from the capital increase that we have collected in the market, and further invest these in more people in sales, in support, but also more people in R&D, more marketing, and higher penetration of the customer base that we have today by adding additional solutions. So we expect to further invest for the next quarters and to use the proceeds that we have collected to finance this growth.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Very welcome.
That was the last question. We have no more questions in the queue.
So I think, dear ladies and gentlemen, may you have further question or need more information following this conference call, please do not hesitate to contact me. For now, we would like to say goodbye. Thanks for attending our call today, and we wish you a very nice Thursday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.